And they pulled, those technologies, switch capacitor filters and charge redistribution codecs out of Berkeley and applied them. And these had a dramatic effect in terms of reducing the line costs of the analog to digital conversion function, which is a major part of the cost of a local switch. And so I wasn't too involved in that, but at the same time, we were looking at digital transmission on the subscriber loop. That is not only making the switch digital, but going digital all the way out to the customer premises.
Right.
And so I and some of my colleagues here at Berkeley were looking at that as a combination of communication theory and VLSI technologies and so on. And I think that we also made a major impact in that area in defining some techniques based on echo cancellation that allowed full duplex digital transmission on the subscriber loop. Now there again, echo cancellation was a known technique for this full duplex transmission. It had been proposed in the theory groups at Bell Labs some years before, but it was generally considered to be impractical because of the high accuracies required in the implementation. And the techniques that were developed here to sort of make the algorithms adapt to the imperfections of the technology got around that problem. And more importantly, we were oriented toward actually prototyping our ideas, which is something that the electronics people were naturally apt to do, but something that I was also quite accustomed to doing, having come from the part of Bell Labs that I was in. And I think it was our building an actual chip that worked in all these things I mentioned that was really very important in terms of convincing people that this wasn't just an academic exercise, that it was real, and that it could be, that it could work in the real world. So so the echo cancellation techniques, I think, partly as a result of that, were adopted by the international standards for ISDN U transceivers, ISDN transceivers, and are now used in the digital subscriber loop as well.